BJ and Jamie.
Okay. I think I can do this. I think I can explain it. No emotion.
Okay.
Just quick explanation.
All right. Okay.
And this occurred last year, if you remember.
It did. Yeah. Yeah. And so I felt like this year we made an, not we, I'm part of your family now. I thought we all made an agreement that this year would be for you.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We did.
All right.
Or assume that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because that was part of the deal.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right. So the holidays are coming. Okay. It all kicks off. Halloween is great, but Thanksgiving is really the kickoff.
You love Thanksgiving.
Holiday season. I love Thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving as much as Christmas, maybe even more. Okay. Because
right.
I love food. All right. And I love football.
Love to cook.
I do.
That's your passion.
Yeah. And for me, Christmas has gotten so commercial. You know, I'm that guy. I mean, you get a present here and there, but there's no use loading up the tree like we do. I think it's a little over the top. But Thanksgiving's one of my favorites. Well, every year, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. All right, by golly, down home Thanksgiving.
They leave butter on the actual countertop. I'm bread and butter people.
You're adding color commentary.
Yes, yeah, like that's who Tennessee people are. Yeah. They like eat white bread, Wonder Bread, or Bunny Bread, and the spread the butter on it.
I'm simply saying that from Nashville and most of the country, we love turkey dressing, cream corn, the green bean casserole, the whole works, okay? That is Thanksgiving. In fact, we're talking things that we never, ever cook the rest of the year.
Right. It's a one-time event. And it is an event.
One day.
Yeah.
Well, my family is also from various parts of the world. And so they like to have a different cuisine every now and then. So last year, we decided that we'd go to a relative's house. And that they are, Mexico is what they prefer. So we had tamales, tacos, and you know, things like that for Thanksgiving. Not the same, okay? Just not the same for me, all right?
Did they do shredded turkey inside the tamales? Right.
I don't know, Jamie. I didn't ask. I'm not going to get my turkey in a tamale. Tamale turkeys. Or turkey tamales.
Turkey tamales?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
So I was thinking, it's family, okay? It's close family. So I'm thinking, and I think I even said, okay, you know what? We'll do it this year, but next year back to me. We can go back and forth.
That's not how I heard it. I heard last year you had a fit, too, and you didn't show up.
Yeah.
Let's not go there. I'm trying to not get emotional about this.
You put your foot down, remember?
Yeah, remember? He was like, no, this is not the traditional Thanksgiving. I'm not going.
Bottom line is. Bottom line is, this year's my turn. But no. So yesterday, someone sends out a text. And they say that, now this is Taco World over here, you know, that's sending out the text where we went last year.
Right.
Or where we were supposed to go last year. Let's see here.
Well, didn't your wife go with, like, your son?
Her frog.
Yeah, you got split frog. Up, yeah.
Okay. The text is, we are planning on doing Thanksgiving at our house this year and would love for you guys to join us.
Wow.
Well. Nope. Out of the blue.
No, you don't get a choice or anything.
No,
last year, at least they told you could do yours on Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Why don't you just push yours back?
I'll get to Friday in a second.
Okay? Here comes the passion.
Here's what I'm thinking. When I first saw the text, my first thought was, maybe we should have talked about it. You know, what do you guys want to do? You want to do Christmas here, Thanksgiving here? We go back and forth. What did we do last year? Where do we go from here? You know, just a quick little gathering, little meeting on text.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some, no, decisions made. All right, decisions made. Well, I wrote back. I got to check with my kids. They could be coming to town. I'll have to get back to you, man.
And then tell the next text that you sent.
Which one? What do you mean?
The one to all the kids. Please come here for Thanksgiving.
Pleading.
No, Jamie. I was going to mention that. That makes me look evil. Stop. Stop. Let me control this conversation. I don't control conversations when we're talking about your boyfriends.
I go, what are you doing? He's like, I told him I'd even pay for their airline tickets, everything.
He's like, I don't care how much it costs. He's I'll like, write that check.
I'm going to show them that I have family here, too, to make Thanksgiving for.
Now, guys, we don't have to say everything, okay?
But isn't the rule this? Wait, here's the rule.
All right,
okay?
The rule is.
The rule is whatever the wife wants to do, that's what you do. Everybody knows that the moms get screwed over, like if you have a son, like because I have a son. Yeah. So whatever like the girlfriends want in their lives, that's what you do. That's why so many like boy moms get left out at Christmas and Thanksgiving because they're always on the mom's side. I mean, on the girl's side, they go over there. So what if your wife, you go over to her side. That's kind of how it goes. Like Bree, like everything that Bree wants, you guys do.
We do a lot.
No.
Yeah, that's kind of
it just naturally happens.
No,
it's not something that you mean intentionally or anything.
That's just how it works.
Yeah. Well, it might for you guys, but for me, I'm all about, I want Thanksgiving meal. Now, if we're going to do turkey and all that up there at their place, that's fine.
Well, no, he didn't mention,
I don't have
or he or she, whoever texted you, didn't mention what kind of food it was.
Oh, I know what kind of food. I know what we're getting. But I want to do a traditional Thanksgiving because you only get that food once a year. Year, okay,
right.
You even said that off air, Jamie.
No, I agree with you. I would never go to a place where I would have that food for Thanksgiving.
Right.
I just wouldn't.
Yeah, it doesn't just seem the same to me, okay? And I want Macy's parade on. I want the football games after the turkey. My tradition. And your immediate family is who you should do that with. And if others want to come in and celebrate.
And then you fly them in, they get their rental car.
They can do their own and they can have whomever wants to come there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
yeah.
I have no problem. It's just that I feel bad. But at the same time, I don't feel bad because I don't feel like that I should have to give up mine.
I mean, I will agree with you. Eating tacos, watching the parade would be weird.
It's a weird combo.
Yeah,
it's a weird combination for me. And I don't want to be forced to move mine to a Friday.
Right.
Because Friday is not the same.
You could have theirs on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can have turkey tamales on Friday.
I'm sure, though, your boys were like, why is Dad agreeing to pay for our airline tickets, our rental cars, and everything?
I didn't really say that, Jamie. Back it down.
My family's here, too.
But my wife just texted, and she said that she wasn't sure if she could make it to the other celebration either.
Wait, what?
She needed to check with me.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Wait, tell
what
me this again.
What a lovely lady.
No, tell me this again. I didn't follow it.
My wife
just
sent a text.
In the group.
Yes, in the group, saying, hey, not sure we can make it. BJ loves traditional.
What?
Gotta check
She's
with
standing
this.
Up for
she
you.
She took up for you.
What a woman. I'm telling you, everybody should get married. You need a woman in your life.
Oh, my God, she took up for you.
Oh,
this
I
is
love,
some, this
I
is
love you, honey.
God.
I love you, honey. If you were only here.
BJ and Jamie.
What a woman. What a woman she is.
You're getting lots of texts. We'll get to those in a minute. But yeah, a lot of people have some input.
By the way, folks, here's the deal. Wall-to-wall concerts right now.
Yeah, wall-to-wall.
We're going to start with Coldplay. All right, we'll start with Coldplay, but this is wall-to-wall.
Here's the deal. Coldplay World Tour at Empower Field, and it's going to be next summer. But here, we're going to make this so easy for you to win. All you have to do is be caller 19 to get a pair of tickets to see Coldplay, 303-22-ALICE.
We're all about concerts around here, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break here in a second. And when we do, when we come back, we're going to give you the big act that's going to be a part of Alice in Winterland, and that's in December. That's a concert that's coming up soon. It is going to be at the Fillmore. And very, very few tickets remain.
Oh, that's right. You did say that yesterday.
Remember what we were told yesterday?
Yeah.
We can't say the number, though, they said.
I know. Well, it's less than 30.
Yeah. It's less than the number of people sitting in this room.
Yeah.
Very few.
But we still need to announce
We'll announce another act that's been added to it. As you know, you've got Benson Boone. What's the other one? Dasha. We have them a part of the show, too. All at the Fillmore. Tickets sold fast. Now, we're about to announce somebody else that will be there, too. We'll do it after this commercial break. All right. back to Texadato.
All right. Here is
in-laws, different Thanksgiving. It's a Mexican-style Thanksgiving. I like traditional. Want to stay at home. Little old tiff going on there, but I'd like to do my own.
BJ, I'm with you. My uncle insisted on hosting Thanksgiving this year, and he's doing surf and turf. I immediately booked a flight to go visit my mom and have a traditional Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
BJ, your passion for Thanksgiving is impressive, but also incredibly exhausting.
You what?
Exhausting.
Why? Whoa.
I wish you would have told my mother-in-law that we had to do what she wanted to do. It's not always about the sun side. You know, because I said because I only have a son, and so it's all about whatever the girlfriend wants to do. It's all about their family.
But let me ask you something on that. What you explained to me, because I thought of this after I hit the commercial break or the song, whatever it was. Does that apply when it comes to like a relative that's not their parents? Now I understand if it were Lisa's mom,
right,
that was doing this, then I'm more obligated to go. But it's not.
But she's going there.
Yeah.
So the daughter should go too. Because my sister deals with it. My sister has a boy and a girl. And so my nephew is literally never at Christmas or Thanksgiving because he's with her side. Everything, you know?
But
because
she's always...
Yeah. So, and then the daughter, then my sister's daughter, though, is always at my sister's house and makes Gabe come along.
That's how that goes.
Somebody else said, we one year told my entire family that we were going out of town. We never left and they never knew.
That's hilarious. That's a great move. I never even thought about
Somebody said, why don't you make the whole Thanksgiving traditional meal and take it over there? And you guys can have tacos and turkey.
No, I'm not packing a turkey for an hour's drive. No.
Okay. Man, you sound like a grumpy old man. I'm not gonna drive with a damn turkey in my car.
No.
You kidding? It's an hour away.
No,
it's probably
like 20 minutes.
No.
All right. Well, you know, everybody has these things that pop up between the family when it comes to Thanksgiving and Christmas both, you know?
Do you want to hear the saddest Thanksgiving ever?
What?
This is so sad. So it was my first Thanksgiving without my son because of split custody, and I never not had him on Thanksgiving. And so I didn't want to go back home because I knew it'd be too sad. So I sat there by myself in my house with the two single cheeseburger fry combo meal at McDonald's. Because everybody knows that first holiday you have without your kid is like torture. So I just, I had White Claw and cheeseburgers on Thanksgiving. Sad.
Great. White Claws and cheeseburgers.
So at least you're not doing that. Yay.
BJ and Jamie.
Okay, so. All right, so we're going to make a big announcement. We played The Fray, so.
That's a band that should be at Alice in Winterland, you know?
Yeah, they should. The odds of getting a band that big? Are you kidding me?
Slim to none.
Woo! The Fray.
They'll
be at Alice in Wonderland. That's the big announcement.
Listen, can I tell you something? What? We're so late on this announcement. Yes, The Fray. And we'll get to it again. We'll get back to it. But we're so late on this that they had it scheduled for posting at 8. So they've already announced it.
Yeah.
All over social media.
What?
It's all over.
Because we're so...
They beat us to it?
Well, we're late.
We were supposed to do it at 8 o'clock.
You know what this means? We will never, ever get another big announcement here on our show.
I know, but this is actually really cool. I love The Fray. So The Fray is going to be at Alice in Winterland December the 5th. This show is going to be outrageous. I'm so excited about it. And so we still have a few tickets left.
Very few.
None, almost.
Two.
I know, right? So you can get them at alice1059.com, right?
So you got Benson Boone.
Yep. Yep.
You got the Dasha.
Dasha.
Yeah.
This could be part of the problem.
You got The Fray.
Right.
Or some people call it The Fry. It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be massive. Like, this is probably the best lineup we've ever had.
You right? Yeah, this is great.
Man, I got to
text. I agree with you. Remember when our boss told us I screamed? I'm like, oh my God, this is the best lineup we've ever had.
Seriously.
I was freaking out. Yeah, I'm excited about this. And it's the day before my birthday. Yeah.
Sorry about the announcement, folks.
Yeah, it's kind of half-assed.
I got a text a few minutes ago. What? Unbelievable. Great news. It's got to do with the thing that we talked about.
But I don't want to say anything yet.
Why?
Because then it'll
No, I'm just teasing.
I know, but the tease gives it away.
Kinda.
Yeah, don't say anything. Yeah. Yeah. When we come back, something really amazing. There.
Next. Next.
DJ and Jamie.
Feels very busy today, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It does. Yeah. Everything going on. All right. Earlier, about 30 minutes ago or so, we talked about this guy that's made national and world news from right here in Inglewood, Colorado. He was on a cruise with his wife, went over to England, various places, various ports.
Wedding
got
anniversary.
Sick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wedding anniversary. Got sick. They thought it was a flu, pneumonia. Turned into sepsis, bad shape, really bad shape. I mean, life-threatening, and affected his brain, different things. And they're trying to raise money to get him back. It takes a medevac to get him back, and it costs $150,000.
From Copenhagen.
Now, the family, you can't just come up with $150,000 to bring dad home to get to Craig Hospital here in Denver, because, again, he's in really serious shape. So they started a GoFundMe. And it's done really well, okay? I think we're at 104,000, I think
105.
It is. 105 as of right now. So his son, who we spoke to earlier in the week, Payne, is back on the line. So we're trying to get an update on dad.
Right. Hi, Payne.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, good. So can you give us an update on your dad?
Yeah, he's they're getting him in and out of the room now. He's opening up his eyes a little bit more. He's still unable, of course, to sit up on his own. He's still in a medical bed. My mom sent me pictures this morning when we woke up. But of course, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon there. But he's got his eyes open, and she's got a little stocking cap on him. He, my wife made a comment. He looked like Slim Shady, but Slim Smiley.
Cap on. Is he aware? Does he know?
No. He's not very coherent at all, but he's starting to make little movements in his hands and stuff. I don't think he's not talking at all yet. So,
all right, well,
that's why we need him at Craig.
We're at $105,000 on GoFundMe. Have you seen that?
Yep.
Yeah. The goal is $150. Now that's a good price to get him home, right?
Yep, that's a good price to get him home, and hopefully help out with a little bit of the medical bills after the insurance takes care of a little part of the flight. But
this thing has popped up on the Denver Post website.
Yeah.
I saw it on Westward yesterday. So a lot of people are promoting this and trying to get your dad home. You know that, right?
Yeah, we know it. And we are so very, very grateful for every little donation, even the $2 donations that we've seen. Yeah. I've had people just come up and give me the last couple bucks out of their wallet when we tell them about what's going on, and it's really heartfelt. And my mom is so grateful. I wish we could talk to her, and we just need to get her home and dad home. And we did put dad on a waiting list to get on at Craig, but we are trying to get him inboarded at Swedish at least, so that way if he does make it into Craig, he's just right across the street.
Yeah.
Payne's dad is stuck in Copenhagen in serious condition. We need to get him back here to Colorado, just on a cruise and got sick. I got a text a few minutes ago, Payne, I wanted to make you aware of. This is from Dave, who was the former owner at Steel Bros Heating and Cooling, and he sold it to his son and a family member, okay? But here's what Dave just wrote me. He said, "Hey, buddy, I heard you guys talking about that GoFundMe page to get that guy back home. I just talked with Justin and Bo over at Steel Bros. They're going to donate $5,000.
Wow.
Oh.
And I personally...
Wait, just let him have that moment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. $5,000.
$5,000 from Steel Bros.
Holy crap.
I know, right? Yeah.
Should I go on?
Now you can.
Okay. Thank you, Jamie. Steel Bros will do $5,000. And I, that's Dave, personally... we'll throw in another $5,000.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
We're trying, buddy. People like this are coming forward.
This means so much. I cannot wait to call my mom right now.
Aw.
I've got goosebumps.
I know, that's me awesome. Too. So $10,000.
$10,000 from our buddies over at Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. Yeah. So all of a sudden, we're at 115,000. We're not far away.
No, we're not.
35 grand. You know, we're there. We're there. We're going to get Dad home. We're going to bring him home.
We appreciate it. Yes, he's going to come home, and I can't wait till he gets better, and he'll be going around saying thank you to everybody. He'll want to cook everybody dinner.
Aww. We'll have a party for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Payne, we wanted to give you the good news, Steel Bros is doing. They're going to give you $5,000 from the company, and then Dave personally will write a check for $5,000 that should be going into your GoFundMe. By the way, if you would like to give, you'd like to help bring his dad home, you can go to our Facebook page, to the BJ and Jamie fan page, and it's pinned at the top, right? And it's pinned right there. Come on, let's get this guy home. He needs to come home to his family. All right, Payne.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it so much.
We got you.
So much.
We're going to get him home.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll see you, buddy.
Aww.
All right, thanks.
There you go.
Wow. Thank you, Steel Bros.
Seriously.
Unbelievable.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, before you know it, it's just going to be you and the boyfriend out there on the golf course when it's all over and done.
Wait, first of all, can we go back to what just happened the moment? Can we, before we go forward?
Oh.
The moment, how beautiful that was?
Oh, yeah.
Holy, you know, you have A, D, H, D, B, C, D, F, G.
You literally forget about things as soon as they happen.
I mean, right?
I didn't forget about it. I was just moving on.
Just to take a moment, in case you didn't hear it, Steel Bros Heating and Air, they just gave $10,000. Well, Dave gave $5,000 himself, and Steel Bros gave $5,000 to help our friends. I feel like we're friends now because I talked to the daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
And get updates from her and stuff. So I feel like they're our friends now. Anyway, they gave $10,000 to try to get Guy and Adrian, the mom and dad that are over. They were having a cruise and then he got the flu and then it turned into sepsis. And it's $150,000 to put him on a medevac airplane, which who knew about that, right?
I had no idea.
So many people are texting me telling me how happy that they are to find out that you didn't know that our United States insurance doesn't cover that stuff.
Had no idea.
Yeah,
no
it doesn't problem. Cover. So the policies are pretty cheap. If you go overseas, they're like $200 and they'll pay like up to $200,000 in medical bills and flights and stuff. So always try to do that. I didn't know it either, you know, so it's not on them. Nobody knows this.
Right.
And so even Garo, my friend, is like, oh my God, we've been flying all over the world and we had no idea. So thanks to Steel Bros, they put down that money. We're going to get this guy home. I believe it.
I think they'll get to their goal maybe by the end of the weekend.
Yeah,
we're hoping. We'll find out, and we'll update you, too, as we go along.
Sure.
But I'd love to get this guy back.
Yep.
And at some point, I'd love to talk to Mom.
Yeah, I know.
At some point.
She's there.
Yeah, she's there with him. So.
Yeah.
All right, we'll look into that.
All right, but in the meantime, I've had a little monkey wrench thrown in. So I'm supposed to go golfing today with myself, okie dokie. Don't freak out, everybody.
Old boyfriend. Guys.
It's fine.
Didn't work out real well.
No, we're just friends.
And it was serious. I mean, dead serious, for a while. Yeah. But then it went.
Yeah. I mean, we were like going to get engaged to buy a house.
Wow.
Yeah,
you guys were shopping together.
We were
together.
Shopping a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, serious.
Yeah, it was serious. But it's over now. But now we're friends. We hadn't seen each other in 7 years. All that stuff. And so everything's fine now. And we're friends. And so then my friend Christy was going golfing with us. And then Paul, who, you know, he's our common friend.
Yeah.
So we were all four going, right?
Yeah.
Well, now all of a sudden at the last hour, Christy now just pulls out.
She can't go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Paul now is a third wheel.
Right.
If I were him, I'd cancel now.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going.
There's no way I'm showing up.
Why?
No.
Why?
That's awkward as all.
Why is it awkward?
It's awkward because you guys used to be a couple.
Yeah.
Now you're back out there. And if another couple shows up to play with you, it looks like a couple of couples. All right. But now, with him out there in his own cart, you two over in your little cart, and he's driving along. It's like he's just chaperone or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's looking out after him, like accompanying them to a dance or something.
We're going to the prom together. Yeah. You know, he's escorting
you
to
watch
the prom.
He's got to watch you, flirt a little bit.
No,
you know,
we don't
friendly
flirt.
Flirt.
Listen, I've played golf like 2 weeks ago with Okie Dokie. Nothing happens. We just have a fun time. It's not like intimate or kissy face or anything.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying the whole flirting and if you don't do whatever, whatever. It's still just weird for him. Not necessarily you guys, because you guys view Paul's a friend.
Yeah.
Okay, no big deal. This guy, Okie Dokie, knows Paul. It's all fine. I'm just saying if it were me in Paul's position, I don't go.
Well, why don't you go with us?
Not a chance in hell.
Why?
No, I'm not going.
Why? Why wouldn't you go?
I got a contractor at the house. I can't leave him alone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I've been told by my wife. I have to be there every minute he's there.
I thought you ran that household.
I'm out.
I thought you ran the household.
Well, I do until there's a contractor there. Then we have certain rules we play about, okay?
But, I mean...
But listen, you don't want to be
Paul
a third...
Paul and Okie Dokie are both members there, so they're used to just playing, pick up and playing.
Not together.
I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know why.
See, if I went, with a couple, and I'm not saying this is the case with Jamie and Okie Dokie and Paul. I'm not saying this is the case at all.
Okay.
I'm just going to put myself in a different scenario, okay?
Okay.
My scenario is this. I'm showing it to play golf. Was going to be four, two couples, okay? And the couples are just friends, because I'm just friends with this
Well, yeah, because Paul's
woman.
Married and Christy's married.
Right.
Yeah, to
so
other people.
Friends.
To other
so
people.
It comes off as two couples that happen to be just friends.
All four
no
friends.
No relationships whatsoever,
correct.
Right?
Yep.
All right, all good. Now, one cancels, all of a sudden, it highlights the fact that this other two used to be a couple. Because now I'm just by myself out there. And not only that, there's one person in that cart that I love dearly.
Oh, my God. Paul, love Paul.
No, I'm talking about me being Paul.
Oh.
There's one person in that cart of two that I love dearly. She's a good friend. I mean, they are a good friend, okay? The other one. I despise.
What? But
not
that's
a big
you.
Friend. Not a big friend. The only reason I'm here is because of her. I mean, him or
what?
It.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm just saying it puts him in a weird position.
But he doesn't hate him. He doesn't care.
All right. It doesn't like it.
He doesn't hate him.
They tell me things, Jamie.
He doesn't hate him. They talk to me. He trusts me and my decisions. And it's like, okay, that's cool. You guys are friends. I get it. He gets it. And he understands, because I told him, I said, he apologized. He's a different person. He's like, hey, I used to be, you know, a douchebag too. So, and I changed. So anybody can change. And you have to accept his apology and forgiveness.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how he feels.
Well, I made up most of that.
Yeah, exactly.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.